From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. A vote by Miami-Dade commissioners this week has raised concerns in Monroe County. Miami-Dade will work with Florida Power and Light on developing a plan to use treated wastewater to cool reactors at its Turkey Point nuclear plant. WLRN's Kate Stein reports that has some people in Monroe worried about their water.
Water wells in South Dade provide most of Monroe County's drinking water, but salt water is pushing inland toward the freshwater source. The situation is worsened by hot, salty water leaking from FPL's nearby facilities. The utility is working on a $200 million cleanup. Still, Key Largo resident Bonnie Rippinghill is concerned.
It has to be clean wastewater, wastewater that's not going to pollute the aquifer and also pollute Biscayne Bay.
Rippinghill, environmental advocates, and the Florida Keys Aqueduct Authority support the idea of using treated wastewater at Turkey Point. But they want FPL to replace its leaky cooling canals and use high water quality standards. And they want Miami-Dade to include those things in any plans it makes with the utility. Laura Reynolds is with the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy.
What we need is for the commission to understand this complex issue and say, look, FPL, we need a comprehensive fix.
Miami-Dade County staff will soon begin working on a plan with FPL. I'm Kate Stein in Miami.